Good chilly Tuesday to you, Squamish. Today, the Squamish CAPU campus remains open. However, due to weather and road conditions, the following campuses are closed today and switching to online classes: North Vancouver Main Campus, Lonsdale, and Calax I, Sunshine Coast. Updates continue to be posted on capilano.ca, on the CAPU Safe app, and social media. There's an Environment Canada Arctic Outflow Warning in effect from now through Wednesday. An Arctic air mass over central BC is bringing strong outflow winds through Howe Sound. Gusts reaching up to 100 km per hour and wind chills around minus 20 C are expected in the windiest areas near the mouth of Howe Sound. Freezing spray is also likely along the coastline, reads the warning. The freezing winds are expected to start to weaken on Wednesday. Avoid exposed locations near the water where winds and wind chill are greatest. Ensure that shelter is provided for pets and outdoor animals. It will be mainly cloudy today, February 4, with a 60% chance of flurries this morning and early this afternoon. The wind is blowing from the north at 40 km per hour, gusting to 60 km per hour. Over the most southern sections of the region, winds will blow 70 km per hour, gusting to 100 km per hour. We will see a high minus 4 C with the wind chill. It will feel like minus 19 C this morning and minus 13 C this afternoon. Overnight, temps will dip to a low of minus 9 C with the wind chill. It will feel like minus 13 C this evening and minus 18 C overnight. Freezing temperatures will last all week. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4-Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. BC Ferries notes there are winter road conditions at the Horseshoe Bay Terminal. Due to a winter storm in the region, ice and snow are creating slippery road conditions at Horseshoe Bay Terminal. Please slow down and use extreme caution while traveling with us today, the posted alert reads. On Highway 99, in both directions, there are winter driving conditions between Trudy's Landing and Seton Lake Road for 123.4 kilometers, Whistler to Lillooet. Watch for slippery sections. Visibility may be limited. Watch for winter maintenance vehicles. On Highway 99, there's compact ice between Trudy's Landing and Seton Lake Road for 77.5 kilometers, Whistler to 38 kilometers south of Lillooet. Winter driving conditions should be expected. There's limited visibility with snow. Watch for slippery sections. Moon phase. The moon is in its first quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 43.35%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Discovery Island, which saw a high of 3.4 C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was minus 4.9 C. Brr. The coldest spot in BC on February 3 was Dawson Creek, which dipped to minus 39 C. Okay, Squamish wasn't that cold in comparison. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.4 C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6 C, the minimum temperature is 5.4 C, and the maximum is 8.3 C. avalanche forecast. According to Avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Problems include storm slabs. What does a considerable rating mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential. Reads the Avalanche Canada site. The advice for today from Avalog.co is: cold temperatures are keeping the storm slab active. Keep your guard up as storm slabs may remain sensitive to human triggering. Use careful route finding and stick to moderate angled slopes with low consequences. Avoid lee and cross-loaded slopes in the alpine. Watch for signs of instability like W-humping, hollow sounds, shooting cracks, or recent avalanches. Sea-to-sky gondola. The sea-to-sky gondola is closed today, February 4th, due to high winds. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a few upcoming events that stood out to us. Today, there's a daytime board game meetup at Arrowwood Games, located at 38,157 2 Avenue, from 1 to 3 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. Feb. 5, if you are into wood, check out Twig, Wood First Wednesday at the Men's Shed, at 38,201 3rd Avenue, from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by the Men's Shed and learn about their organization. They will be bringing out various planes for people to use and check out. Snacks will be available, reads the listing. Also February 5th, save the date for Nerd Night February, at the Brackendale Art Gallery, at 41,950 Government Road, from 7 to 10 p.m. Here's the lineup for this night of learning. Snoring with Chella Bear. Snoring is common, but it is not normal. Why do so many people snore and why is it so unhealthy? Dating for the Birds with Thor Veen. Come along for a journey exploring the intricacies of finding the best mate as a female collared flycatcher, a small bird living in the Swedish woodlands. From pursuing the male with the biggest white patch on his forehead to cheating on your partner and avoiding mating with a male of a closely related species. Or maybe not when you are late in the season and you can sneak off to visit the next door neighbor. Life ain't simple for a bird. Trauma-informed practices with Sarah Leanhart. Learn a little bit more about what exactly trauma is, how it manifests, and how you can be trauma-informed in your everyday interactions. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Number parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street. No parking on east side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street. No parking on west side. 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side. 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on west side. 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on west side. Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No name road, entire street. No parking on east side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on south side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on east side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on north side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices. In Squamish today, the regular gas is going for 175.9 cents per liter at most stations. Gas in Whistler is 181.9 per liter. At the Chevron at 8110 Crazy Canuck Drive. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 173.9 per liter at most stations. The cheapest gas in BC can again be found in Williams Lake, where you can fill up for 155.9 per liter at Petro Canada at 750 Oliver Street.